Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, all right. I hardly slept, so you got to wake me up. You know, cheer or boo or something that, you know, kind of gets me going here. Okay. Okay. This morning, what we're doing here in this first short session, this is a technical thing, is that we will be reading, Beth will be reading the newly developed Constitution and bylaws. Okay, we need to do that because on the afternoon, once the second session starts, which will be in a few minutes after this, that's a technical thing, why then we will reread it carefully, discuss everything in it. If anyone wants to separate out an item to vote on separately, we can do that. If there are any complaints saying, well, we don't understand it, then what we're going to have to do is call a convention in a month or two after having the thing sent to you so that you will have a copy of it. So we'll have to call a session and we'll have to meet. There is no provision, it was talked about having people send in ballots, but there is no provision in the previous Constitution to allow for that sort of thing. So you'd have to show up at the meeting. So you can decide at the time what you want to do. But anyway, that's where we are. And so that you can be bored a little bit with this, but you listen, most of it is pro forma, won't be a question. There's a couple of new things that you may want to raise in the afternoon. In the meantime, you know, just relax. Listen to what Beth reads. Are you here, Beth?
Yes, I'm here.
All righty, do you have a mic?
Thank you, God. Before I start the Constitution, may I just request, after this, those who have not registered, please come to my table and register and make your payments. Thank you. All right. For the Constitution, we have two documents here. First, I'm going to read the Constitution and then the bylaws. Okay, for the Constitution, Article 1, name. The name of this organization shall be the Hawaii Association of the Blind, HAB, in parentheses.
Okay. Hey, can I have you guys' attention, please, while she reads this? Thank you.
Can I add one thing, Beth?
Yes.
The Constitution, when we vote on it, that takes 2/3 to pass it. The bylaws take 1/2. Okay, it just takes a majority.
Okay, thank you. Now, Article 2, Purpose. The Hawaii Association of the Blind will strive to improve the general well-being of the blind and visually impaired people in Hawaii and the nation as defined in Article 10 of this Constitution. A, through a representation as an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, a national organization of blind and visually impaired persons. B, by elevating the social, economic, and cultural level of the blind and visually impaired, and by advocating for educational and rehabilitation services. C, by advocating for broader vocational opportunities for the blind and visually impaired. D, by encouraging and assisting all blind people to maximize their abilities so that they might assume their rightful places in the community. E, by working with the public and private institutions and agencies of and for the blind. F, by advocating through programs of public education aimed toward improving the understanding of the problems of blindness and of the capabilities of blind and visually impaired people. G, by advocating for the enactment, implementation, and enforcement of civil rights protections for people who are blind and visually impaired. Article 3, Membership, Voting, and Dues. A, Membership. Paro A1, at least 75% of the members of this organization shall be blind or visually impaired. A2, any person who is blind or visually impaired is eligible to become a member of the Hawaii Association of the Blind upon complying with the provisions herein after contained. No person seeking membership in this organization shall be barred from membership on the basis of race, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, religion, political affiliation, disability, or age, except where such is legitimately predicated on or legally required by failure to be of legal age. B. Voting. Each member attending an annual convention shall be entitled to one vote. Voting on all issues at an annual convention shall be conducted in one of two ways. Voice vote, by which the presiding officer calls for the oral A's and then for the oral males, or a roll call. Dues. The amount and manner of payment of all dues shall be set forth in the bylaws. Suspension and expulsion. Any member may be expelled or suspended for reasons of misconduct. The board of directors shall have full authority in such decisions. Article 4. Officers. A. The officers of this organization shall consist of a president, a first vice president, a second vice president, a secretary, a treasurer, and the term of office shall be 2 years starting with each even-numbered year. In case of vacancy, the board of directors shall select a successor who will assume the duties of the position. The officer shall be elected at the annual convention. B. In addition to the officers, this organization shall have 5 directors to be elected at the annual convention for a term of 2 years. In case of vacancy, the board of directors shall select a successor who will assume the duties of the position. The officers shall be elected at the annual convention. C. Officers and directors elected under sections A and B respectively shall assume their duties at the start of HAB's fiscal year, which is May 1st of the year they are elected. D. The president, first vice president, and second vice president of this organization shall be blind or visually impaired. E. The board of directors shall meet at the call of the president or by a quorum of the board. Minutes of the meeting shall be recorded. The board shall advise the president and shall have charge of the affairs of this organization between meetings. At least 7 members of the board shall be present to constitute a quorum to transact business. F. Meetings of the board of directors may be held via conference call, but individual calling of the members of the board by telephone is prohibited. G. The president may call a special meeting of the board of directors at any time, and shall call a special meeting of the board upon the request of at least 4 members of the board. Notice of the meeting shall be provided at least 1 week before the meeting. H. The president may convene the board in executive session to discuss sensitive issues and discuss information of a financial nature that is confidential to the parties involved. The president has discretionary authority to inform the membership of any decision or action taken by the board during the regular monthly meeting or at the annual convention. I. No member of the board of directors shall receive compensation for services to the HAB. Members may be reimbursed for actual expenses incurred in exercising their duties. J. Officers and directors shall be elected by a majority vote cast at the regular annual convention. K. Should a vacancy occur in the office of the president, the first vice president shall automatically assume the presidency and shall serve the remainder of the term. L. Should a vacancy occur in the office of the first vice president, the second vice president shall automatically assume the office of the first vice president and shall serve the remainder of the term. Next, Article 5, powers and duties of the convention, the officers, the board of directors, and committee. A. The annual convention of this organization shall be the ultimate authority within this organization on all matters except those matters delegated herein or in the bylaws to the final authority or discretion of the officers, the board of directors, or standing committees. The board, upon recommendation of the convention committee, shall have the duty to set the convention site, for all HEB conventions and related financial decisions associated with the convention. Any voting member of this organization may make or second motions or make nominations, serve on committees, and be eligible for election to office at each annual convention or special membership meeting of this organization. B. Officers of this organization shall perform the usual functions of their offices as prescribed in Robert's Rules of Order, duly revised, unless otherwise provided for him in or in the bylaw. C. The Board of Directors shall be the governing body of this organization between conventions, provided that it shall make no policy decisions and take no official action in conflict with existing decisions or actions of the convention. D. The president shall have the authority to create and appoint the chairs of the standing committees such as legislative, membership, nominating, and convention. Additional committees may be appointed as deemed appropriate and necessary. Members may be selected by the chair of such committees. E. The duty of the nominating committee shall be to select candidates, all of whom, if elected, are eligible to serve in the positions for which the committee has nominated them. Article 6, meetings. A. This organization shall hold monthly meetings on the first Saturday of each month or as deemed necessary by the president. At least 20 members must be present at monthly meetings to constitute a quorum to transact business. B. An annual meeting to be known as the annual convention shall be held at the time and place as determined by the Board of Directors and the Convention Committee. At least 2/3 of registered members must be present at the annual convention to constitute a quorum to transact business. C. The president of the organization may call a special meeting of the body at any time he or she deems such action to be necessary. Such meeting should at least have 30 members present to constitute a quorum to transact business. Notice of the meeting shall be provided at least 1 week before the meeting. Article 7, procedure. In the absence of provisions contained herein or in the bylaws, all proceedings of this organization shall be governed by Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, unless otherwise provided for in the Constitution or bylaws. Article 8, amendments. This Constitution and bylaws may be amended at any regular annual convention of HAB. The amendments are to be presented as the first order of business during the regular session of the convention and voted in prior to the election of officers. A 2/3 vote of those present and voting is required to adopt a constitutional amendment, and a majority vote of those present and voting is required to adopt a bylaw amendment according to voting procedures contained herein. Article 9, dissolution and disposition of assets. As a non-profit organization, this organization may be dissolved only at an annual convention by a 4/5 vote of the members present and voting. Upon dissolution, the remaining assets shall be turned over to the American Council of the Blind to be held in escrow by the American Council of the Blind for any future group that may become the Hawaii affiliate of said national organization. Article 9, definitions. The term blind or visually impaired as used in this document refers to a person whose central visual acuity does not exceed 20/200 in the better eye with corrective lenses, or whose visual acuity is greater than 20/200 but is accompanied by a limitation in the field of vision, such that the widest diameter of the visual field subtends at an angle no greater than 20 degrees. Let me take a pause.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Frank. Yeah, folks, you understand that we, in reading this off, that there's no comment or explanation at this time, so mull it over, and then we can clarify anything that you have in your mind later on. in the early afternoon, okay? Justin, I hear you're active in the Democratic Party.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I talked to somebody, a friend of mine, that you know better than I do. What's his name, Davis?
I don't know. I have a lot of friends in the party.
He's a friend of yours. He's in Manoa.
Okay, I'm ready.
Dylan, yeah.
All right, I'm ready with the bylaws. Bylaw 1, members. The membership committee shall be responsible for recommending any new member of this organization. Information from a potential member shall be obtained by the membership committee. A majority of the members must be blind or visually impaired. Bylaw 2, voting. Each member shall be entitled to one vote provided that member is present either at the annual convention or at the general monthly meeting where voting is called for. Bylaw 3, dues. Dues for members shall be $5 a year. Annual dues shall be collected at the annual convention and shall cover the dues for the succeeding fiscal year. Members who are delinquent in the payment of annual dues shall be notified by the treasurer. Bylaw 4, duties of the officers. The president may serve as his own parliamentarian or appoint a member to serve in such capacity. The president may, with the advice and consent of the board of directors, appoint an assistant secretary and or assistant treasurer. Such assistants will serve the organization on a volunteer basis and without any compensation for their services. The secretary of this organization, in addition to the usual duties of such office, shall maintain all official actions taken at the general monthly meetings, convention, or meetings of the board of directors. The secretary shall maintain the role of the voting members. The treasurer of this organization, in addition to the usual duties of such office, shall forward to the secretary the names of all voting members as received. The treasurer shall furnish a financial report at most monthly meetings and during the meeting of the board of directors upon request. Bylaw 5, powers and duties of the board of directors. The board of directors shall ensure that an annual audit of the organization's financial records is conducted by an independent certified public accountant. Bylaw 6, committees. In addition to the standing committees provided for below, the president, in consultation with the board of directors, is authorized to appoint such other standing committees and/or special committees as deemed necessary to further the objectives of the Hawaii Association of the Blind. A. Membership committee. The president, at the beginning of his term of office, or when necessary, shall appoint a membership committee. The membership committee shall have the responsibility to develop, coordinate, and implement the membership development efforts of this organization. B. The membership committee shall recommend potential members to the organization at its regular monthly meetings to be voted during such meetings. C. Upon acceptance into the organization, the new member shall pay the annual membership dues and provide all pertinent information to the secretary for recording purposes. B. Other committees. The president may nominate additional committees, such as a convention committee, a public relations committee, technology committee, and any other committee as deemed appropriate and necessary. Bylaw 7, indemnification. The board of directors may authorize the association to indemnify any director, officer, volunteer, or agent, or former director, volunteer, or agent for expenses and costs, including attorney's fees incurred in connection with the defense or settlement of any pending or threatened action, suit, or proceeding to which he or she is made a party by reason of being or having been such director, officer, volunteer, or agent, except in relation to matters as to which he or she shall be finally adjudged to have been guilty of gross negligence or misconduct in the performance of duties as such director, officer, volunteer, or agent, or in relation to matters assuming he or she, in the opinion of the Board of Directors, did not act in good faith. Bylaw 8, affiliation. The Hawaii Association of the Blind is affiliated with the American Council of the Blind, a national organization of blind and visually impaired persons. This organization shall support the mission of the American Council of the Blind and adhere to its policies regarding the payment of membership dues and other regulations. The end.
Thank you.